Okay.
All right, welcome to the Swinging Report Show number 11. This one's entitled, I forgot what it's entitled. Let me check. Getting Hot with Sonic, which is a very, very good title. Today we have me, George, probably the best guy on this podcast right now. So, and we have Shigs from also writes for Sonic Stadium.
Yo.
And Graham from Sega Nerds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we should probably talk about what we've been up to this week. Shigs?
Not too much this week. As far as games I've played, I got my 3DS with Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, I heard that game is... Isn't that like a brand new game right there?
No, I heard of playing an older game. But the controller interface is a lot nicer and the graphics are excellent.
Yeah. I know that they haven't fixed the one issue I had with Zelda. When you when they give you all the information on how to do something, and you just like click A to get to make it go away, when they tell you have these, did you get all that? It always puts no first, so you actually no, and you have to listen to all that crap again.
Yeah, and Resident Evil Mercenaries, it's good. It's too shallow. It's just a high score chasing thing. But the graphics are just straight out of Resident Evil 5, which isn't really impressive for a 3DS.
Frame rate?
Frame rate's the solid. It's the same as the 360 and PS3 versions.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like it, too, which is really surprised me. So it does show that the 3DS is more powerful graphically than a Wii.
Well, hopefully more developers put some effort, because Sega isn't putting some effort, I'll tell you that shit right now.
Every game I've seen so far 3DS looks like cack. It looks horrible.
Yeah, but for some reason the Sega games on 3DS aren't looking too good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that most of them are like... Them. I'm thinking that most of them are DS games. They're just like, oh, well, fuck it. Let's just put them on 3DS.
Yeah.
I mean, they put a lot of effort into Sonic Colors last year. I'm surprised they didn't do the same with the 3DS.
Because the Game Gear laughs. Remember that interview? Where... What's the name?
Laughed at the game? I was there. I was the one who asked the question. Yeah.
It was pretty good. Graham? Wait, Shix, you saw Transformers, didn't you?
Yeah, Transformers 3.
Oh, you got to talk about Transformers. Come on, tell me. Good, man?
Okay. What's with all that scrambling I hear?
Scrambling? I don't hear any scrambling, man.
Or somebody's messing with their mic or something. Anyway. I absolutely hated and loathed the second one. I didn't really care for the first one that much. I had a free movie ticket, so I was like, what the hell? Everybody's telling me how much better this third one was than the other three. And the first hour or so is pretty much the same Michael Bay bullshit, except without Megan Fox. Got this...
So no good.
Hottie. Oh, no, she's the new one they got is a lot better. I like her a lot better. Yeah, and... they still have two of these tiny, stupid robots who are making stupid jokes, but it's a lot less offensive than the other two were.
Do they have any black robots again?
No, they got rid of those.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, they got rid of those two. But the last hour, which is this big battle in Chicago, that is the most over-the-top action spectacle that's probably been seen on film. It's incredible.
Yeah, I saw the advert for it over here, and it's like... It shows people like jumping off a plane in New York or whatever, and it's like
it's Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, Chicago, and it's like it was real. It wasn't made up. It's like oh, all right. And then they showed like the clip from the movie, and it's all like explosions everywhere, and it's all CGI.
Yeah, but they have like, these army guys in these what they call flying squirrel suits. And those are actual real things.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They take off, and they're actually flying through the city through a big hole that's been made in one building and everything. That was an incredible looking scene. And at one point, this building's being knocked down, and everybody's inside sliding around, and they jump out, and they're sliding down the top of the building. They have to shoot some windows to get back in, and then they're just sliding back in the opposite direction.
So, it's a trip. So, 1 out of 10, what do you give it?
I give it about a 7. I give it about an 8 to a 9 for its last half, and then about a 5 for its first half.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah,
for me, because I really don't like those Transformers movies, I actually liked this one. So
nice.
That's a high recommendation.
Graham, what have you been up to like the last year?
Last year. Well, when was the last time we spoke? Ages ago. Wow. Well, pretty much just work and stuff. That's taking over my life, really. Which means what Sega Nerds has gone right downhill. So if anyone actually checks that site out anymore, nothing's really happening.
Yeah, it gets updated by like some other guys from the cartel.
Yeah, there's some guys who work on the cartel. They just sort of chip in every now and then. So I pretty much haven't touched the site. So yeah, I also haven't really played that many games lately. Like I only bought Crysis 2 about a week ago or something. Been playing that a little bit, which is it's pretty good, I guess.
I heard the graphics are breathtaking.
Do you know what? I didn't think the graphics were that great. They look good, but I wasn't like, wow, look at that or anything. I was just sort of like, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I thought the graphics... I played that game. I thought the graphics were pretty impressive. I just felt the gameplay was pretty boring to me.
Yeah,
personally.
It seems a bit easy, because you can go into stealth mode and go invisible anytime you want. And so pretty much anytime you go into a room, if someone shoots you, you can still just go stealth and just run around behind them and kill them.
They're like, they just forgot ridiculous. You were there. They forgot you were there. They're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they shoot you, go, huh? And then you should run behind them and go, and kill them.
Yeah, that's AI for you.
Yeah, or you've got this like, extra armor on your suit, so they can basically just put the extra armor on them and they're trying to shoot you. It doesn't really hurt you anymore, and you just kill them. So it's pretty easy, although I don't have it on the hardest setting or anything. Just yeah, but so far it's kind of fun. It's worth a play, I guess. Don't know what else have I been doing.
Tell us about your work. You work at a glass magazine, man.
Oh god, yeah. I work
is
for
it, okay. Me and Shiggs were talking about this before you got on.
Okay.
Is it about blowing glass or like glass you just buy for like?
It's sort of like windows and doors, basically. So glass for that. So it's nothing like blowing glass or anything. It's it's basically like a building magazine, but specifically talking about glass.
Is it fun to work on there?
Do you know what? It's actually the best job I've ever had.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, seriously. It's easily the best job because it's basically like just taking articles and like editing them and putting them on like in the magazine, which is it's actually kind of fun to do that. The topic of conversation is boring. Like, well, it's glass.
I can imagine, yeah. How do you come up with enough topics for glass?
Well, thankfully, we get stuff from companies who make the glass. They just send us a press release and we're like, yeah, okay, we just put that in. Like, edit it down, put it in, and that's pretty much my job. But
sounds like easy money, man. We should start our own US glass magazine.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, so it's actually pretty good, job-wise, yeah. But, yeah.
We were hoping it was about blowing glass so it could be called Blow Magazine.
I would say, like, Ram is all confused and he just works for a gay porn magazine, but he just glass. He's, like, so innocent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, actually, speaking of movies earlier, I saw that movie. Oh, I can't remember what it's called now. Bridesmaids. That's what I saw.
Bridesmaids?
Yeah. Yeah, you know Bridesmaids?
It's like a chick flick?
It's
no,
sort of
no.
Is, well, it's, no, it's not a chick flick, is it? It's
my brother saw it, and he said it's like a hilarious, what do they call them, a crass comedy.
Yeah, pretty much. It's sort of meant to be a bit of a romantic comedy type thing, but it's pretty crass. Yeah, but it's
did you take a female with you?
Yeah.
Be honest,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, I did, actually.
Man. Graham's a pimp.
Hell yeah. It was actually my ex-girlfriend, but yeah, she loved it. That's good. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie, I thought. Yeah, that's my life story. There you go.
It's probably my turn, I guess, now. I've not been up to much this week. I saw the Series 3 of Skins, the UK version. Usually,
oh, yeah.
I saw Series 1 and 2, and I thought they were pretty good. But I wasn't really in, like, a big rush to see Series 3 because I guess it's like a new cast.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I thought it was pretty good. I think I liked it better than Season 1.
Okay, yeah. I've only seen Seasons 1 and 2, but everyone tells me the other series are much better. So
I didn't really like the whole, like, oh, it's a female lead or whatever, so I was kind of like, eh. it's that one guy's sister, that one guy. Yeah. And it was pretty good. And, I've been watching this new American show, actually, called Workaholics.
Okay.
Nobody's probably ever heard of it. It's on Comedy.
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's basically these guys that work as telemarketers, but they're slackers, and all they do is drink and, like, do drugs and, like, get into trouble because they don't know anything, basically. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's all right. I mean, it's not the funniest show I've ever seen. It's not the best written show ever. It's kind of like dumb humor. And sometimes you need dumb humor in life. And that's my dumb humor show, I guess, now. So, moving on about Summer of Sonic was this week, huh? And,
oh, yeah.
Ram went to it, and so did Knuckles, but Knuckles was kind of busy today to partake in this podcast. So, G's going to talk about Summer of Sonic and answer some questions about the event, so...
Yeah, no worries. It's kind of a shame that Knuckles isn't here, because it'd been quite interesting to get his perspective, because this is my... Right. Off one. I've been to every like live event they've had, and it's his first. I wanted to see what he actually thought of it and stuff.
Yeah, he was not only his first one, but he was on staff, so he got to interview with you know, Ian Flynn and Tracy Yardley and Nigel Dobbins and them. He was up on stage with them, so I was happy for him.
I didn't actually realize that was him at all until like afterwards. Like I basically recorded most of the stuff that went on stage, even though it's kind of awkward because I was right really far back on this like a balcony area. So
I was up real early getting ready for work, and then I heard him on stage on the live stream. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
He was on stage?
Yeah, he was on stage. Yeah.
Like rapping or something? Like, what was he doing on stage?
No, he was the host. He was asking people out in the audience for their questions and such. And he had a few questions himself.
If they put me up on stage, I'd be like shitting bricks, man.
Yeah, he did quite well, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good stuff. What do you want me to actually say about the event?
How was the line, man? I heard that I heard there's like 1,000 people there.
Oh my god, that's one thing I wanted to actually mention about the show. It almost feels like it's getting too big for itself now, because basically at one point the hall was pretty much completely crowded, and there was still a massive line outside, and some guys managed to get in really late in the day, and they'd been queuing since 10:30 in the morning and didn't get until 4:20 in the evening.
Jesus.
Wow.
Like 6 hours, basically. And they were really pissed off. They're all in cosplay outfits and stuff, and they completely missed because they have a cosplay competition each year. They completely missed that and stuff, and they were just like really pissed off about it, which is understandable, but at the same time, there's like a limit on how many people they're allowed in the building, and it's like completely filled up. So,
yeah, it wasn't that case with the American Sonic Boom. They had more than enough people. They got to a point where you didn't need tickets to get in. You just walked up and you got in.
Really?
I think they did a good job with that, because I think they knew, like, you know, I guess they expect. Well, I don't know. I expected it to be a lot bigger too, because like it was E3.
Yeah, they did make passes in advance that you had to get in, but once those passes were gone, they still had plenty of room, so they let, you know, just more people without tickets.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true or not. You guys might know, but I heard that Sonic Boom was actually funded mainly by Sega. Like, they'd actually
It's a Sega event, actually.
A Sega event.
Yeah, that was the problem with this one. Like, Sega helped for Summer of Sonic, but is literally mainly the Sonic Stadium and Sonic Rex who actually host it. So,
you know what's funny about that whole thing, actually? That Sega Europe doesn't do that many events, and the Sega of America does a lot of events. They did a Yakuza 4 party where everybody got drunk, I guess. And like, they do a bunch of little events like this, but the only problem with America is that like they do one in New York, they do one in Texas, they do one in California, but it's like so far away from each other.
Yeah.
Because America's such a big, like, you know, place that it would make more sense for them to do more European shows.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
I don't understand that. That never really. And they also, like, Europe has a bunch of, like, Sega studios, too.
Yeah, and England alone is, like, 3 or 4, I think.
Yeah, it's like, why not just do events for, you know, the UK?
Yeah, European is, like, hardcore in the Sonic compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I know. So imagine if there's a Sonic Boom event. They probably wouldn't do it, though, because Summer of Sonic.
Yeah. Wow, true. But it would be good if Sega Europe actually helped fund Summer of Sonic a little bit more. I don't know. They could have probably got like a bigger hall or something and
bigger place.
That definitely needs a bigger place now. It's getting too big.
It's getting way too big for itself. I mean, like the guys who run it, like Kevin and Sven, like you know, Kev from Sonic Rex, who used to work for Sega, and Sven.
Yeah, I met Sven at Sonic Boom. I was glad.
Yeah,
to see.
Cool. Yeah, they do a fantastic job. Everything they've done is like brilliant, and the way they sort of organize everything is fantastic. It's just there's too many people who want to go to it now. It's kind of ridiculous.
I give them credit though, because if I ever I don't even know how you start a Sonic event like that.
Yeah.
I start a Sega event in my basement and shit. And, two people show up. We have we have in pizza pockets and talk about how cool Sonic is, and hide myself to sleep because nobody else showed up.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. They do. Everything they do is really amazing with it. And the people they had this year. I mean, they had the artists and stuff like Nigel Dobbin and I don't know anyone else's name now. But
you went to the first event, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to all four of them now.
The difference between the first one and the new one and the last one?
Okay. The first one was in a really tiny hall, and they had maybe 300 people turn up, which was kind of cool because it's so small. It did feel really crowded, and they had lots of things going on. It felt quite can't think of it. It felt a bit like a sort of big house party where everyone was mingling and talking to each other. This one, it was a much bigger space, and there's always stuff going on the stage, but because there's so many people there, no one was really talking as much as in the other ones. More people sort of standing around just talking about Sonic and stuff, where this one is more people watching what's going on stage or buying some merchandise and stuff. It didn't feel quite as connected, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's still really cool though, but they had Sonic Generations playing, or for the demo playing, and some other Sonic games for anyone to play when they ever wanted to. And they had people like Yuji Naka and Takashi Iizuki on stage, answering questions and signing autographs, which is really awesome.
How many times have you met Takashi Iizuka? Yeah. How many times have you met him? I know you did a really good interview with Sega Nerds back in the day.
I did one for Knight's Journey of Dreams when that came out. I've met him twice, basically. But
I remember I bought the EGM that month, and they basically took your whole info and didn't give credit. I was like, man, what the
really?
Fuck? Yeah, they sent Knights for PS2 is not coming to America. It has been confirmed, straight from what's-his-name. And I was like, really? No fucking plug-in for us?
Man, that's one thing I hate about Sega Nerds. Every time we did stuff, and no one would really give us credit. It's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, I met Iizuka three times. I played Donkey Kong Country Returns with him, and he probably didn't know who I was at the time.
Yeah, I don't think he knows who I am still, so it's okay.
You should do something fucking shocking when you see him next time. Just ask him what time it is and just put your dick over your wrist.
Hell yeah.
And then he's like, oh, he just like, not next time he sees you, he just winks at you.
That'd be awesome. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should. That sounds good. If I ever do get to meet him again.
Not at Summer Sonic, though, because I'm pretty sure a bunch of people would just grab you. What the hell are you doing, man? None of your business, man. I'm not even wrecked yet. Get off.
They'd love it if I had a tattoo of Sonic on it, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull that out. They'd be like, yeah, let this guy stay.
They're all mad at you. They're like, oh, mainstream sellout. But
Yuji Naka put that on his Twitter, the picture of the Sonic tattoo.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, there was a guy with a Sonic tattoo. And so Yuji Naka took a picture and put it on his Twitter.
That's pretty cool.
Man. So was it hot in there? Everybody was complaining on Twitter.
My God. Yeah, it's like... okay, by the end of the day, or pretty much halfway through the day, I had a friend with me, and I think he went to the toilet or something. When he came back, he was like, dude, the walls are wet. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And basically, it was so hot in there that the condensation had gone on all the walls, and it's getting on the floor as well. It's just wet everywhere, because it was so hot.
Fuck.
It was ridiculous. And there was no ventilation in there. They had some big fans on the stage and stuff to cool some people down, but there was no way near enough. We're just sweating buckets at one point. We're just sitting there going.
Imagine the guys on in fucking cosplay and
oh god, yeah.
That's some nasty Sonic fan fucking sweat.
Yeah. There's one guy who I think he works for Sonic Stadium. I can't remember his name now. It's really annoying, but he actually gets to wear the big proper Sega Sonic outfit from Sega.
Yeah.
And he's just he could only wear it for a minute. Basically, it was just too hot in there for him. And it's not surprising, really. It's so big and heavy.
Definitely. I guess that there's some improvements that could be made. Only, but probably just location, I guess.
Yeah, I think they need to, find a place that's well ventilated. Because the second year they had a place which was basically like, almost like a glass building at the back, so like lots of ventilation was getting in. It was really nice. It was quite a cool day there, so that was pretty good.
So what was your highlight of the day?
Highlight of the day? Ooh, God. I actually don't know now. Probably meeting Yuji Naka and Takashi Iizuki. That was pretty cool.
How did the interview go?
It was okay. To be honest, it wasn't the best one ever.
Yuji Naka wasn't answering questions or some shit.
Yeah, it was. We were the last people of the day to have an interview. They started the interviews at like 10 a.m. and we had ours at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I just wasn't able to get any questions out of Yuji Naka either. He was just too tired, I guess.
I was basically sitting with Knuckles actually doing it. I basically gave Knuckles the reins to actually do the pretty much the whole interview. I think I asked two questions and they weren't very good ones. Yuji Naka was really tired and he looked it. He was just sitting there, and the translator basically said, "Yeah, please don't direct any questions to Yuji Naka. He's too tired to speak right now." So it was a bit annoying.
He's too tired making iPhone games. So, yeah, he can't answer any questions right now.
Annoyingly, we only got questions about Knights in. We didn't really get a chance to speak about Sonic, which is so. Like,
There's no Knights dedicated website out there, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's. No. Yeah. Trippy and Digi from KnightsIntoDreams.com, they were at the show selling artwork and stuff they'd done, which is really cool.
Yeah, I saw the artwork on their on Trippy's Facebook feed.
Yeah. I actually ended up buying one of them because it was really, really good poster. I just need to get it framed and stuff and put it on my wall.
Which one did you get?
I can't even remember now. there were like three that I really wanted to buy, and in the end, I just sort of made a sort of, I'll just get that one. I wasn't really paying attention, but it was, yeah. I remember it was a really good one.
I gotta thank Knuckles 87. He had a EmeraldCoastComics.net booth for me. It's our Sonic fan comics, and he printed up a bunch of copies of the Sonic Eggs comic I write, and several of the other comics as well. What's the main one? The Great War that Q does, and he does a great job on that. So I was real happy with that. People were actually stealing them from our from our booths. They liked them so much.
That's pretty good. I was gonna say, they told us. I guess we could have had a booth for the site, but like we had nothing to put in the booth, so we're just gonna put like our disappointment in Sara.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like a laptop with a website. That's about it.
He's like, "This is who we are, guys." Oh, so what do you have to buy? Nothing. Just like sit there and look at them.
See, since ours is a webcomic based on Sonic, we can't sell anything. We can just advertise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to get more staff next year so they can at least do commissions and get money from that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any other questions for me about?
Trying to think right now. Any hot babes at the Summer Sonic? Because I know our listeners really, really want to know.
Well, to be honest, there were a couple of attractive girls there. Most of them were in cosplay, so couldn't really tell.
I was telling cosplay's kind of a lie sometimes, you know?
There was actually my mate who was helping me take pictures and stuff. He kept following this girl who's wearing like a really tight sort of red jumpsuit and red, really long red hair, like dressed up like Knuckles, basically. Following her around all day and like kept getting pictures of her from behind. When he went up on stage for the cosplay show, my friend took a picture and looked at him and went, "Oh, that's a dude. Oh god." Basically, been taking pictures of this guy all day. He's just like, from behind, he's like a girl. He's like quite thin and just like wearing this really tight thing. He's like, "Oh no, what have we done?" It's pretty funny. But yeah, there's a couple of good looking girls there, I guess. I don't know.
Are you sure they were girls or?
The other ones were definitely girls. They had like boobs and everything, man. It was fantastic.
Everything?
Well, yeah.
That's my favorite part of a girl. I told Aki at first to go to the event, and Aki didn't want to go because he thought it would be kind of like too nerdy or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And you tell him.
He thinks it's. If he thinks it's too nerdy, he's got to meet Adam Tuff, T-Bird from Sonic Stadium. That dude's a badass looking, wears a cowboy hat all the time, shades,
oh, yeah,
even indoors. He wore shades inside of E3 where it's dark.
So he's basically Jim Sterling already?
Yeah, something like that. His full-time job is a nuclear physicist.
Man.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he can make... yeah, Adam's really cool, though. Yeah, I've met him a few times now. He's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. He thought it was going to be like, I don't know. He probably would have hated it, though, because it's all freaking hot.
Yeah, to be honest, I like Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff. I'm not a massive Sonic nerd, though, but some of the people really there are ridiculous.
I like how you really want to tell everybody in the podcast, I'm not a fucking nerd, man. even I enjoyed the fucking the event.
Oh, yeah. I love it, but some of the people there are, like, they know everything about Sonic, and, they had, like, a sort of quiz at one point, and they're asking some questions about, Sonic and stuff, and I had no idea what half the answers were.
They're like, they had like a picture of Metal Sonic. You're all, that's Metal Sonic. And some guy next to him's all, no, that's Mega Sonic.
Yeah.
Idiot.
There's stuff like that. Like the cosplay, they had people going up in costumes. I had no idea who these people were meant to be, but apparently they're kind of famous Sonic characters. And I was just like, standing going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was wondering who the one with the suit is, and I guess he was the Weasel from the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon I found out like later.
That he was on for 5 minutes.
Like the yellow suit.
Was yeah.
Like a yellow. Yeah, I think that's what. But yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. It's really weird. And that's some kid.
I can see Yuji Naka looking at that costume going, well, who the hell is that? Yeah.
He's, I never even saw, oh, fuck. But,
with, like, orange hair and like a blue t-shirt on. And apparently he's like meant to be a kid from a cartoon or something, but.
I never understood the whole point of like Sonic fans whining about them not including characters and nobody cares about. Like only they do. It's like, why don't they have this fucking bear from like this fucking game that wasn't even made by Sonic Team Japan? It was like an American cartoon. Why don't they have them in games? It's like, why? The last thing Sonic needs is more friends.
Yeah, they don't even have Sally in the games, and Sally was like the most popular character outside of the games.
Yeah.
That's true. So, G, you finally played Sonic Generations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's they had another demo there, but it was better than the demo that was on Xbox Live, basically.
Yeah,
what I thought, too, because I played the demo at E3 and the demo here, and the demo here seems a little janky compared to the one at E3.
Yeah, yeah, it's the build they had was I believe it was a newer build, but also on the Xbox Live one you only could play as the old Sonic, like,
yeah.
Yeah, in this one you could play as the old Sonic level, but also you could play as modern Sonic basically as well. And that was actually pretty cool. The modern Sonic especially, I thought it was really well done. Did you play the modern Sonic in E3 or?
Yeah, I played both. And I played the 3DS version too.
Oh, wow, cool.
The 3DS version was shit, by the way.
Yeah, it's not too good. Well, the modern Sonic is actually really good, but the classic Sonic is just kind of janky, and it's way too short.
Yeah, fair enough. That's cool.
But, so what do you think about the... was it just the Green Hill Zone demo, or was it the City Escape? I heard somebody...
It was just Green Hill Zone that we played.
I heard there's a demo already out for City Escape, like, in some places.
Oh, really?
Events, I think Japanese events had City Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese events did have City Escape, and then, of course, E3 had City Escape, but not playable, just for the Sega developers to play.
Oh, yeah, they love that shit, teasing you.
Yeah.
I hate when they invite you to an event, and all they do is play the game for you. It's like, dude, all right. Moving on, Sonic turns 20. What do you guys do on his birthday? I'll go first. Actually, I didn't even know it was his birthday. Like, I woke up and I got an email from Aaron, I guess, and he told us that he was gonna give us some Sonic Boom shirts to give away. So I did the post on the site, and yeah, it's basically all I did. really big day for me. Shigs?
I had the day off.
Got fucking drunk. Yelled at my TV. You thought you had Kinect on your TV and you wanted your Xbox to turn on, so you kept on yelling, Xbox, turn on?
No, I don't even have my Kinect hooked up right now. I got my Xbox in my room instead of the living room because I get sick of that stuff. Because you want it, if I want to play Kinect, I have time for that every once in a 10 minutes, maybe a day. But if I want to play, sit down and play a game, I can't because the living room is being occupied by everybody else. So I just keep it in the bedroom now.
So what do you do
for Sonic? Actually, I played a ton of older Sonic games, mostly. And I, of course, downloaded the demo and played that.
I forgot. I downloaded that, too.
Yeah, I played, like, Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Heroes, Sonic 1 and 2.
I only played Sonic Colors. 06. Sonic 06 just to make me hate even more.
Oh, you love it. Sonic 06. Brilliant.
Graham, don't you really actually like the game? Or was he?
Yeah, I genuinely think Sonic 06 isn't as bad as everyone makes out to be. I think there's way more worse Sonic games.
It's
out
horrible.
There.
No, maybe Sonic Labyrinth.
Was it you that did the Sega Nerds review that gave it like a B or some crap? I was like really angry
that
about
that. Was for me. That's someone else. Crap.
I forgot his name too, but I think it was when he left the site, he wanted the review back, and I was like, okay.
I can't remember who that was. Oh, that's pretty bad. Should know, but yeah, I when I first played it, I hated it, and then I went back and played it. I was like, actually, this is better than I remember, and I actually really enjoy it. I hate the Tails bits. The Tails bits I thought were just, they were.
I kind of did that with Sonic Adventure 2 Battle yesterday. I thought Sonic Adventure 2 wasn't as good as 1 and everything, but I just played it just for the heck of it. Then it's playing it for like 2 hours solid. So I was like, hey, this is a lot better than I remember it being.
You love the fucking the slow platforming sections with Tails and Eggman?
Robotnik, yeah.
Where you can't even tell where you're jumping to because it's all weird, the camera.
I like those better than the Knuckles and Rouge levels. I hate those Knuckles and Rouge
levels. Oh my god, yeah, they were bloody terrible.
The problem with Sonic 06 is it has too much loading. I'm not patient enough for that crap.
Yeah, the loading.
It's like, hey Sonic, you want blue shoes? Loading, loading. Here, have them. Loading, loading.
That's true.
And then
so
it's like loading the fucking the level. Middle of a run. Oh,
man, but compared to like, Sonic and the Black Knight. That's like one of the worst games I've ever played.
I'm not even going to have this conversation. We had this conversation in the forums, and it just turned into people getting really mad at me.
Were you a fan of Black Knight? Or
I wasn't a fan of it. I thought it was kind of like crap, but I didn't think it was as crap as Sonic 06.
Oh, man. I could not play Black Knight. I
thought
got
it was
to, like
the first technically
boss. Like,
superior game, that's all. Like, at least that one didn't have like that much loading.
Yeah, like, it had a better story than 06, and I actually liked playing it through when I first played it through, but then when I just tried to do the extra missions with the other characters, I suddenly realized how much it sucks, and I just stopped playing it.
What I really hate about it is, like, the unfair QTEs or whatever. Like, it's like, press A, and then, like, if you don't press A, like, in that split second, it's like you're dead. Fuck that shit. I hate that crap.
They got rid of the QTEs on Sonic Generations, thank God.
Yeah, that was bullshit, especially on Sonic Unleashed, because sometimes I like to, like, I don't know, I just like to press buttons while I'm jumping in midair.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, QTEs, like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, that's what, you'd love Sonic Colors, then. You just rapidly press A, and it's like, awesome, outstanding, great. Yeah.
Sonic Colors, I love Sonic Colors, actually. That's one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Easy.
I liked it. It was pretty solid. A lot of people on the forums oddly did not like it, but it's kind of funny, though, because I've noticed that a lot of people just like to hate Sonic games now.
Yeah, this is the thing now. Yeah.
It's like, they expect it to be exactly like the originals. It's not ever going to be exactly like the Genesis titles.
No, it can't. They have a hack now where they put in the elemental shields, I guess, from the Generations demo, because the assets, it's got so many assets in that game. And people are complaining that the bubble doesn't bounce exactly the same height as the one from Sonic 3. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm talking about. All right, well, so we're already talking about the Sonic Generations demo. Unless you guys want to talk more in depth into it. We could talk about the Sonic Generation demo leak.
Yeah,
Jigs, because I didn't even know what the hell was leaked, so.
Yeah, I don't know about this at all.
So tell us what was.
Sonic Retro, basically, they love to just grab onto stuff and just hack the hell out of it as far as
the
demos do.
Terrorist. Talisman?
No, I mean, hey, if the word. Stuff's...
I want you to use the word terrorist when you describe the site.
If the stuff's on the demo, you know, it's open game if you're a good enough hacker. That's what I think. But basically, every single level that's going to be in the game has been leaked out, and so we know where all the levels are going to be. And
terrorists, basically.
Right.
Go on.
Yeah, and we found out every unlockable character. I don't know if they're playable or if they just, you know, give you missions and stuff, but they mention all the different missions in the game. Like, some are co-op. I don't know how exactly that works, and some you just have to find rings and what have you. And basically, let me get the full list of... Well, should we put out the full list of levels? Because that's going to be a big spoiler.
Man, just spoil if you guys don't like this, fucking move on ahead. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a spoiler because they're just levels.
Yeah, anyway. If they
Sega's going to be giving them all the way, giving them all up anyway. I already know it. They're just going to use it to promote it, though.
Okay, it's give everybody about a 3 to 5 minute alert.
Yeah, it's not like it's like when we heard about City Escape, we weren't all sitting there going, "God damn it, Sega, stop spoiling the goddamn game for us."
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a lot of cities in this game. Surprisingly, full list. Let me see: Green Hill, of course, Chemical Plant from Sonic Hedgehog 2, also Casino Night Zone as downloadable content, which it's basically a pinball a game, I guess, as the downloadable content from Casino Night.
And it's Skies, free if you pre-order at GameStop.
Yeah.
Which GameStop is a sponsor of this podcast.
I already had it pre-ordered before before the offer was made. Sky Sanctuary from Sonic 3. Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure. City Escape from Sonic Adventure 2. Seaside Hill from Sonic Heroes. Crisis City from Sonic 06. They actually got a Sonic 06 in there.
They actually put Sonic 06. They're actually proud of that work.
Hell yeah.
They're like, we have one more level. The fucking, what's his name? Takashi walks in. He's like, Sonic 06, dude. Put the level in. What? Are you serious? He's like, hell yeah. Best game we've ever done.
It looks like it's probably going to be a fire lava level, considering, you know, half of it took place at a volcano and such.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and man. Rooftop Run, which everybody knew about.
Chicks love volcanoes.
Right. And the final one is Planet Wisp.
Oh, okay.
Sonic Colors?
Sonic Colors, yep.
They should have used Plastic Sonic. Like.
And there'll be like two Wisp powers, a rocket and something else available.
Not bad, so actually.
Are these levels actually exactly the same as the ones that were in the games? Or
No. It's a slightly different design to them, different take. Okay. Kind of like how, you know, Green Hill, modern Green Hill is not exactly like the other Green Hill.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I was just...
Ugh. Everything's kind of remixed. And the characters are going to be Tails, Amy Rose, Knuckles, Cream, Rouge...
Cream. No Big the Cat, man?
No Big the Cat.
What the fuck? Ruined.
Love that guy.
Worst game ever.
Espio, Charmy, Vector, and then Blaze. These are unlockable in that particular order, I guess.
Blaze? What the fuck wants Blaze?
Hey, oh, Blaze, I hate Blaze. Is cool, man.
No, Blaze is not.
You want to play as a fucking cat that is exactly like Sonic, only that it turns into flames? Instead of spin dashing?
Boo, Blaze is one of my favorites.
She's like the worst character. Oh, God.
Every time you do it and clear an act, I guess it's unlocking this... it's going from pure whitewash to more color, and it unlocks missions for you. And every act has 5 missions, and there's going to be like 90 missions total in the game.
Bloody hell. Okay.
Seems like it's going to have a lot of meat to it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
If you look around,
I'm starting to believe in Sonic Team right now a little bit.
Yeah.
Slap me in the fucking face, man. Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Do you guys actually really like the demos, or are you just like, yeah, it seems pretty good?
It was pretty solid. I could see myself playing it. It was just a little bit too fast for me. It's like one of the most frustrating things about Sonic games is they're like getting way too fast. Like,
yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. For what I played of it though, especially at Summer of Sonic, I'm really, really looking forward to this game now. I mean, I was never like thinking, oh, this is gonna be shit, but Now I've actually played it, but I do really think it's going to be.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If you're just playing it just to play it like a normal game and not as comparing it to the classics or anything, it's great. But a lot of people are nitpicking because there are some artificial physics areas in the game. Like if you notice the first corkscrew, if you just walk up to it, you suddenly shot out spinning super fast.
I would usually another developer say, oh, this is, you know, early in development, they'll probably fix it. But this is Sonic Team, so I'm going to say what it is for what it is so far, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Compared to other games.
I know what you mean about the speed, though. At one point when I was playing it, I was just like, this is getting way too fast for me right now. But
yeah, some people are complaining about the low frame rate, you know, 30 frames per second. It's hard to see Sonic, and sometimes it gets a little fuzzy. But I didn't have a problem with that myself.
They should bump it up to 60 and make it a little slower, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to bump it up to 60, though. That engine is highly detailed.
They got to bump it to 60, man. I'd rather have a little bit crappier graphics than have it 60 frames per second myself.
Yeah, I mean, PS3 was chugging really bad at Unleashed.
You play in 3D?
No.
I bet it's fucking terrible in 3D.
I did play it at E3 in 3D, and yeah, the frame rate wasn't too good.
Yeah, fucking. It should be at least 60 frames per second. It's going to be 3D. But it seems like Sega's just using 3D as a gimmick, I guess, to sell shit. I mean,
I think the graphics are too highly detailed. That's part of the problem. They need to like cut it down if they want to get that working well.
All right, well, moving on. Fuck the demo and the fucking leaks from the demo. It's the shirt giveaway. Knuckles has two shirts to give away, apparently. I guess I'll make the rules since he says he just wants to give them away. If you guys want the shirts, email us at segabits@gmail.com. Email us Happy Birthday Sonic, and we'll pick two people at random, and we'll give that away. Graham.
Yo.
You want to give out the signed picture on the podcast, or you want to wait until do a post on the site later?
What would you think would be better?
I think this. I think waiting later for the.
Should we just let them know that there's gonna be a giveaway of a signed?
Yeah, there's gonna be a giveaway soon. Graham got a signed picture.
It's basically.
What do you tell him?
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you. I wanted to get a bit more, but this is what I could get on the day. Basically, Yuji Naka and Takeshi Iizuki, they both signed a photograph for me. It's a Sonic-related photograph. It's actually one that I took myself of some Sonic... they're actually Sonic and Knuckles plushies. It's kind of an arty shot, as it were. But basically, you couldn't get this picture anywhere else, pretty much. It's actually an exclusive.
Is this the one where they're kind of looking at each other in a loving... I've seen a way. I almost want to Photoshop that and have like a little Azuka and a bride's outfit.
I don't think that's
and,
it.
And you know, knock it with some roses.
I hope it is. I wish it is. I don't think it is.
It's not that, man. It's you'll see it. Basically, you'll see it. Yeah, just a little thing, basically. But hopefully a Sonic fan will enjoy it.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You're probably gonna do some, readers are probably gonna have to do some disgusting shit for that picture, by the way. I guess this is gonna be a short topic, but Sonic making its return to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I guess it's a big deal because the first year
he murdered some people, basically.
No, like 1993, I guess it was like the first video game character to be represented in the Macy's, you know, Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I guess he's coming back, I guess. It's going to be one of those, like, retro promotions I guess Sega's doing that I think they're doing really good, by the way.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it, because I don't think there's much to discuss. I mean, I don't think we like parades here.
I've never even seen the Macy's parade, so...
I didn't even know what a fucking parade was until I read about this.
The main reason it kept him away for so long is the original balloon knocked down a lamppost and killed, like, one or two kids or something.
Oh, man, they didn't put that shit in the press release.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, one of the balloons... It was the Sonic balloon. It knocked down a lamppost and
And that's positive publicity for the game.
No, that was not a good thing. But I mean, you know, that's not. It had nothing to do with, of course, Sonic or Sega. Just a random happenstance.
So are you kind of hoping it happens again this year?
No, not at all.
I don't know how morbid you are, man. Maybe you like fucking sit there and you're and, like on Thanksgiving Day, you're just sitting there in your like living room, like jerking off to like the parade, hoping that it happens.
According to that, sick.
I was just describing what I was going to do on the day. Sorry, guys.
According to Wikipedia, the most trusted website in the world, the Sonic balloon crashed into a lamppost at Columbus Circle and injured an off-duty police officer.
Oh, that's not bad.
So I thought it killed somebody, but I guess I was wrong on that.
Yeah. He probably pulled out a gun and started shooting people or something.
I love how Graham assumes cops are in America. Goddamn, Sonic balloons shoot people.
That's what it's like, isn't it, over there?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Oh, moving on to Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing for the iPad or some crap, or iPhone, iPod.
The whole family of systems there.
I was kind of confused on the title for a second there, because I haven't said the title in a long ass time. God damn, that's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, it is.
God, yeah. Sega really hates, like, doesn't want to sell games, don't they? It's like, let's give it a paragraph title.
I actually asked Sumo Digital about why the name was so long, and apparently Sega, Sega Japan or something, said they have to try and get the fact that it's Sonic, but also the Sega characters and stuff, and they're just trying to come up with, like, keeping the All-Stars range, and so that's the only title they could come up with, Sonic and Sega All-Stars. They couldn't actually do anything else.
If I was a guy from Sumo and they asked me that question, I'd be like, fuck you, that's why, man.
Anywho, the game is like $2. Well, was $2. I think it's back down up to $5 now.
Well, you bought it. A little bit about it.
Oh, yeah. I have it just on my iPod, too, just for reference, because the frame rate will change depending on which system you have it for. You know, it could be...
Graham, you have a fucking iPod, too?
I've got it on my iPhone.
Fucking hell, everybody has iPhones now. All right, go on.
What generation model do you have?
I've got 3GS.
Okay. That's close to buy my iPod, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
Frame rate's pretty solid. It's about 30 frames a second. Basically, the tracks are ports from the DS version, only with a lot better graphics. And the menus are taken straight out of the HD console versions. Yeah. So is the music. So it's a lot better port than the DS got, but a lot cheaper at the same time.
I actually played the DS version, but from what I played with the iPhone one, it's really good fun.
Yeah, the controls are really solid, which surprised me. Even like the skid turns are really easy to do.
Yeah, I assume, George, you haven't played it, have you?
I haven't played it. I don't have a night device.
Fair enough. Basically, when you're controlling it, the carts accelerate themselves, so you don't have to really control like the braking or accelerating that much. And it's quite simple controls, really. It's really, really well done, though.
Yeah, I played the iPad version at E3, and that was pretty much a solid 60 frames a second with a nicer resolution to it.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing... Man, I don't know why Sega does that. They only, like, make a phone version for, like, Apple products. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, 6 months later, they announce, like, a Windows phone version. But, like, no Android version. It's like, dude, why do you guys do this to me?
Yeah, Sonic 4 just went on Windows not too long ago.
Man, fuck that shit. Who even owns a Windows phone?
I don't know, but they sold quite a few copies of that.
I kind of want to get a Windows phone. I'm fed up with my iPhone.
Oh, Windows phone, huh?
Yeah. What about the PCs?
Probably because you do have an Xbox and you're all into that whole...
Yeah, I love Microsoft. I suck Bill Gates' dick all the time. Love it.
I bet you do. I bet you're like, you know what? I like this. I gotta say, your dick does not taste that bad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's a pretty big story, I guess. This is like the 15th time I've heard this story, by the way. Yu Suzuki leaving his current role at Sega. How many times have we actually heard this story? Like, now, like... like, I remember when I was a Sega Nerds, I wrote this big article about how IGN was wrong, because I think they wrote an article about how Yu Suzuki is not working at Sega, like, a year and a half ago.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I remember that, actually.
And then now he's leaving his role at Sega again? I thought he didn't work at Sega, IGN. What the fuck? Pissed me off. I was really pissed off at that. I was like, this fuck. All right, Shigs. How does that affect you sexually?
See, now I got erectile dysfunction. It's horrible.
You can't play a fucking game. You drive a fucking Ferrari with a fucking hot blonde girl. Your life is ruined.
Yeah, anytime I'm trying to have sex, it's no, if I get a forklift in my head and suddenly I can't perform anymore.
Oh, man, I've been there.
But, yeah, I don't know how this is going to affect Sega or not. You know, I mean, is this going to affect Virtua Fighter or any other AM2 games, you know, in the future?
I don't think it's going to affect much of him, because I think he's, for a while, he's already been out of AM2.
So yeah.
He had AM Plus, and like now he's working on his own studio. So I think it's probably better for him to like work with his studio, build it up, and hopefully get Sega to publish games if they want to, or if not, he can move on to other studios. Because, I don't know, Sega doesn't give him the freedom that he deserves, I think.
Yeah, but good luck ever seeing Shenmue 3. Not going to have much of a chance anyway.
Me and Graham are going to buy the rights to the game. No big deal.
Oh, dude, yeah.
He has a fancy-ass like glass magazine job. No big deal, dude.
Yeah, or it could be Suzuki wanted specific things for Shenmue 3, and with him out of the way, they might just go ahead and make a crappy version.
Dude, I'd still buy it.
I'd still buy it, too. I'm a bitch. I'd buy it. Even if they got like Nagashi for fucking director, and the whole time he's promoting it, he's like whining like a little baby. Whatever, this game sucks dick. No fucking, this has a muscular men in it. Why would you want to play this bullshit? I'd be like, I'm buying it, I don't care.
Yeah,
he convinced me when he said bullshit.
I'd like to see the guys from Mega 64 take control of the game and make it like they did in that video they posted a few months ago. That'd be insane.
Good video. It said that Yu Suzuki looked like he didn't know what was going on, like he was like a drunk college girl. They like got him really drunk and they're like telling him to do stuff.
Yeah, I got to meet the Mega 64 guys at the Konami press event for E3.
Are they dicks in
the life? Oh, sweet.
No, they're cool.
I would have just said, yeah, they're fucking cocksuckers, dude. They're
assholes. I did not mention I was a Sonic fan, though. They do not like Sonic, so.
Nah.
I didn't even mention that.
Yeah,
cool guys.
They were at E3?
Yeah, they were at E3. They were at the Konami event because they did a skit for Metal Gear thing.
They did. They were talking about it on the Giant Bombcast, the E3 version.
Yeah, the transfaring thing.
Yeah, transfaring. Yeah, that's a pretty good word. I like it. I use it in my daily vocabulary now. Hey, man, can you transfar that soda over here? Anyway, moving on, I guess, BBC and Sega amusement deal, I guess. I don't know what it really is. I know that G doesn't know about it, so I'll explain it for everybody.
Oh, I'll just scroll down to the post. But yeah, keep explaining. Yeah, go for it.
Basically, BBC and Sega are going to do like a, I don't know, I guess like a deal for like they're going to bring together their like documentary of the planet or whatever, and they're going to use Sega technology like a amusement like museum thing, I guess. You walk around and like you see fucking planets and like cheetahs humping. I don't know what the fuck it's gonna have, but I like BBC's documentary things on their little planet things, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah,
if it has a little bit of a Sega characters, hey man, even better for me. Though I don't know how they would do it. I guess they could do like a section on like hedgehogs, like actual hedgehogs. That'd be pretty cool.
I was just reading your post on the website, and it says it's going to America and Japan.
Yeah, not Europe though. Fuck.
BBC comes from England. Why is it not coming here? What the hell?
That's a little weird.
Yeah, they're probably just thinking to themselves like, they're not going to be interested in it.
Oh, screw them.
It's funny because Europe loves their fucking Sega and their they love their Sega and their BBC. I mean, yeah. BBC is the biggest over there, and so is Sega. So it's kind of weird. It's like,
Well, fuck them, I guess.
You come to America. You come to America, get drunk, go see.
I want to. That's what I'm gonna do. That's the plan.
Just go to America, get drunk, and like get lost for a month. What do you think, Jigs?
I don't know that much about it. I've watched Planet Earth on Blu-ray. That was my first Blu-ray I ever got. In fact,
that's a really good Blu-ray, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's awesome. But as far as what the experience is going to be like, it's pretty much hard to say. It's going to be some kind of interactive thing. Sounds like
it should be good. It should be good. Last topic for the day. I get. Oh no, no two top. Well, one of the last topics. Yakuza sells 5 million copies. Shakes, how does this affect your daily life?
Not in the least. Didn't Sonic Unleashed alone sell like 5 million copies?
Dude, what are you fucking... What's your deal, bro? Okay, first of all...
This is Sonic the entire franchise, right?
Sonic has like a fucking 35 million copies sold, okay? And like, it's a big franchise. I get it, dude. I get it. Everybody likes Sonic. I got it. But like, it's a game of like men... sharing their feelings through the art of fighting. How many times have you done this in your life? Like, this is a man's game.
The first two games, they didn't really get into... I didn't really get that into them.
Why?
The third one and the fourth one, I love, though. I really like those ones.
You hate having fun, or what?
Well, I just said I like them.
Knuckles gave a... I remember when Knuckles reviewed Yakuza 2 on Sega Nerds. I gave him shit that the rating was too low. And then I tried to convince him on MSN to give it a higher rating.
Yeah.
Did Knuckles review it? I don't remember Knuckles reviewing it.
No, I mean Graham reviewed it. Graham?
What? Yeah, what?
Reviewed it on Sega Nerds.
Yeah, I reviewed it, yeah.
I was and I told you to give it a higher score. That's who it was. Sorry. I get Nate.
Yeah. Man, I thought it was a really good game, but there were some problems with it.
These problems were all in your mind, bro.
Man, I still think brilliant. I still love the series, even though I've only played the first two. But
yeah, you gotta
I love the other ones. Yeah, I need to go PS3 still. So
yeah, it's way too expensive over here.
It's $300. I heard they're gonna drop the price in Europe probably or some shit.
Oh man, it's like. What is it? I think it's like still 300 quid or something over here, and that's I can't.
But it comes with like Black Ops or some crap, dude. Imagine all the hours you spend on Black Ops with all the 12-year-olds.
I was gonna throw something out there. I don't like the Call of Duty franchise. I think
I don't like it either. I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole like single player aspect of it. It's like
I don't even get me started. I don't like Call of Duty. I like a lot of other games.
The Yakuza franchise selling 5 million in like, how many games? Like 7 games?
5.
6.
Dude, no, there's 5 main games. There's 5. There's Yakuza.
There's 5 main games. Yakuza 2,
Yakuza
3, Yakuza 4, and Yakuza of the End.
Yeah, it's like 6 games, and there's a PSP game.
Oh, there's. That.
In Japan, yeah, you're right. There's a PSP game. I totally forgot
There's also. So one that came out before Yakuza 3, but wasn't.
Yeah,
Yakuza
it's Kenshin, the samurai one. And
oh yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Yakuza 3, Yakuza 4, Yakuza.
Okay, you know what? 5 million is starting to seem less impressive to me.
Yeah, like they have 7 games, and they're like, "What's up, bros? Yeah, it sold about 5 million copies. No big deal. Like, fuck." And it's like, I think it's shipped. It's not even sold. So there you go. I think that franchise is not really. I think it's. More pop. I mean, it's popular in Japan, but it's not as popular as it should be.
Yeah, for what it is, I think it's a brilliant game, though. Like the whole franchise, but they're doing something wrong trying to get it out to like American audiences.
They're starting to have the monkey ball thing where it's like too many games already, and they haven't like. Tried.
Yeah, I think Yakuza of the End wasn't necessary. I love 3 and 4, and I'm still like just halfway into 4 as it is right now, because it's a lot. These are long, long games.
Yeah, they are. A lot of talking, too.
Yeah. Plus, you know, they get distracted with every other stuff you can do. You can go to Sega Club Sega and play arcade games or go bowling or batting practice or what have you.
Yeah, they're great games. I mean, they're great games, but I don't know. I think Binary Domain, what do you guys, I don't know. The team's doing that, and I was kind of hoping they just, like, kind of all focus on, like, Yakuza 5 and, like, basically make one of the best games this generation.
Yeah, I did get to play a little bit of Binary Domain at E3. I thought it was pretty solid.
You did talk about your E3 moments, so I guess you could do a small segment on your favorite E3 moments or games played?
Well, I'll just talk about the games I played for the Sega booth. Anarchy Reigns actually sucks. It's a bit disappointing.
What the? You didn't even write the preview because you told me it sucked, and I was like, dude, just write it from the heart. I said. And you're like,
I did write the preview. I wrote a hands-on.
Oh yeah, you did actually. Yeah, never mind.
I said, you know, it's Platinum Games. I'm hoping it comes out a little better, but so far it plays like Power Stone, but for some over-the-shoulder third-person perspective.
So
the camera
doesn't
really work with you. Yeah, we're not over-the-shoulder, like at your back.
Oh.
But if you're attacking somebody else could be attacking you from behind. You can't even see them. You know, you don't even really notice. The other one that I played was that Rise of Nightmares, the Kinect game.
The one of those like House of the Dead fucking mixed with Condemned.
Yeah, man, that actually is really good, man. It's really gritty. You have full 3D movement. You can turn left and right. You can go forward on your own.
That's pretty cool.
On rails tracking camera. Every weapon you pick up, you treat it like you would if you actually had it in your hand, and it works that way.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
You just fucking convinced Graham to buy a Kinect, by the way.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. That's what we're waiting for.
That's not expensive at all. Just half the price of a PS3.
Yeah, like at one point I had brass knuckles and there's zombies coming at me, and I just hurry up and rapidly punch at the zombies and punch their face off.
How do you move forward and stuff then? You say you can move.
When you move forward, you take one foot, step forward with your foot, and you lean forward in, and he'll automatically start walking to turn. Your head, you just shrug your shoulders just real gently left and right. I mean, it's really accurate to how your shoulders are, because at first I was turning my shoulders too fast, and then when I did it just a tiny bit, it noticed it.
That is really cool. That's what I've been waiting for, because I kind of like the Kinect, but from what I've played so far, it's all, you know, crappy. Almost Wii knockoffs. Basically.
If you want to step back, if you want to move backwards, you just take a step back and lean a little back, and that way you can lean back. And I had to do that a few times because the zombies got me really good, and I had to regenerate with my health. So they're coming towards me, and I'm stepping back just to wait for my health to regenerate. That was actually pretty intense.
Sounds like the game would be a lot better with Wii Plus or something. I don't know. It might sound like I'm being hating the game. I'm not hating it, but it just seems like. Moving around on it would be kind of annoying. It'd be cool if you could use a joystick as an option.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You could use a joystick as an option on the PS, the Xbox remote, and then just punch whenever you want and use a chainsaw.
Yeah, that could make sense if there's an extra option or something. But that's pretty cool.
Just saying, you gotta satisfy all the people, you know.
Yeah. A bit like the Virtua Tennis 4, where they've got PS Move and also Kinect controls.
I'm actually playing that. I have to do a review on it, actually. I just finished the World Tour mode. I have a few complaints about the whole Move thing. They, used it as a big sponsor for the game. Like, it was all going to use Move and stuff. But, only a few modes used Move.
Oh.
And, Kinect, I guess, too. So it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it sucks. So you actually finished the World Tour mode? I've never ever finished the World Tour mode on a Virtua Tennis game.
Man, yeah,
I always start it and then get halfway through, I can't be bothered now. It's taking too long.
Yeah, I finished it and it was pretty long. I guess 8 to 10 hours maybe. And
really?
Yeah, it's pretty long. It's a lot of stuff. You go all the way around the world. You do a bunch of events.
I've spent way more than 10 hours on some of the other Virtua Tennis games.
I don't know. Which one did you play last?
The last one I played was probably, 2010 or something?
2009.
Yeah.
Was
that before? Wow, which one was 3 after that or before
3,
that?
And then it was 2009, and then it's 2004.
Okay, right, yeah. No, I played with 2009 then. I think that was the last one I played.
Yeah, this one has it's pretty good tour mode. It's just, kind of frustrating that, I don't know if they do this on 2009, I haven't played it. But do they count down the days so you have to make it to another tournament?
Okay.
Yeah. This one, they count down how much time you have on, they use, I don't know if they use this in the 2009 tour mode, but, you're, on a chess piece, not a game board.
Okay.
You pick random cards, and it tells you how many times you could go forward on the chess board, and you get to choose what you want to do. You could train... Or, do a public event or do a tournament. But every turn you do, has different consequences. You'll miss some stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a bit similar on 2009.
Yeah.
I remember I actually missed a couple of events and things, and it's normally because I've worn my guy out. He's too tired to actually do any more events, so I had to like rest for like a week or something stupid, and then I miss everything.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's just like all the stars you collect, they give you like certain titles, and like the best you could be, I think it's like Ultimate Star. I was like 20 stars away from Ultimate Star on the play mode. It's like play it again to try to, you know, to get your stars and try to be, and I'm like, fuck that shit, man. I was so close. Yeah. I blame Shiggs. this is the last segment of the podcast. We're gonna talk about the VMU. I kind of decided to do the VMU just because all the talk with the Wii U, I guess. And I was saying that it's the same thing because I don't want any readers to, you know, message me and like, hey man, don't compare them. They're not the same.
The VMU is obviously better. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, the Wii U is better for some things. Like, okay, one of the things that's been built as doing is like if you're playing a football game, you could like call your play without anybody else seeing it. You see that, right? Chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you could do that on.
Yeah, you do that on the VMU, and it's like, but Nintendo already said you can only have one Wii U remote, so it's like kind of like a dumb feature that nobody's gonna use because it's not gonna be two of them or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna give an unfair advantage to the other guy.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, so you can only use one Wii U remote
per console. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I did not know about that. That's retarded. That's like the balance board. You can only have one balance board for the Wiis.
Yeah.
See, they're using the old Wiimote and nunchucks for the new Wii U as well.
Yeah. I did not realize. I thought they just. I haven't really looked into it that much. I have to admit, I've sort of been out of the loop a little bit. But I knew. I thought the whole point of the console was that every controller would be like this pad thing, basically, which had a screen on it. But
hey, well, I don't know.
Only one pad.
Man,
I had some pretty good times with the VMU. So I think aspect. I think if done right, I think the Wii U could probably be really great. I mean, as a controller device, I guess only.
Yeah, like, I from what I heard of it, it sounded quite an interesting idea. I mean, see how it goes, but it's got potential.
Well, the VMU, I gotta admit, was really ahead of its time.
Yeah. You know,
the thing, there's a difference between the way Sega did the VMU and the way Nintendo's doing the Wii U, whatever they're calling the pad thing.
Yeah.
Sega didn't advertise the fucking Dreamcast as a VMU player. Like, basically, the Wii U is what it is. It's a fucking, all they showed was a pad and the controller. They didn't show no games. They didn't fucking like talk about the system specs. They just said, oh, check this out, an iPad and a fucking controller. We're all like, holy shit, dude, reinvented the industry.
Man,
like, when Sega showed the VMU, it's like, oh yeah, and here's some memory cards. Like,
it's also a little Game Boy, you know?
Yeah, it's like a little Game Boy now, and guess what? You guys get like Jet Set Radio, Soul Calibur, Power Stone. They showed all these games and stuff, but they never said like in shown it in public. Like, hey, guess what? E3, a whole conference for the VMU.
Yeah, they need to advertise it a little better at the time.
Yeah,
When I bought the Dreamcast, I didn't even know anything about the VMU. When I opened it and I looked at it, I was like, man, this is pretty awesome. I remember that a guy in my school called Chris used to have I was like in seventh grade maybe, and he used to have like a keychain, and he had one of the VMUs on the keychain, and that's, I was cool. Like, oh man, you own a Dreamcast? He's like, yeah man, I own a Dreamcast.
That's pretty badass.
And we're talking about games, and he's like, yeah man, I have a save file for that. And I just like the next day I brought over the save file for one of his unlockable characters. Well, my VMU, and we traded, like, you know, you could connect them together.
Yeah, do you know, I miss those days when you could save a game. Like,
yeah, I forgot I could do that, man.
To someone else's console. That was so good. Like,
it was so easy to do on that, too. You just clicked them together, and then you were able to share files or play little tiny two-player games together.
Yeah, and now all developers, like, try to, like, lock up their freaking save files. Like, go on.
I was just going to say, like, if I go around to my mate's house to play, like, Xbox or something, if I'm further in a game than he is, I have to bring around my hard drive and just plug that into his Xbox instead, and it's like, ugh.
And yeah, it's like, pretty frustrating.
Stupid.
It's my PS3 broke, so I fixed it, and then I backed up my data. And then I was I was gonna switch it over to a new one I bought, cause I actually this is pretty sleazy. I fixed it, but I didn't trust the PS3, so I sold it on Amazon. And then I bought a new one. They gave me $250 for it. It was one of the played PS2 games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I just bought a $300 one, and then I put all my data back, but not all the save files went on there. So I had to research why. So what is it? I think one of them was Sega and Sonic All-Star Racing. And I was like, what the fuck is all the data at? I was still playing the game, and I was like, man, what the fuck? I looked it up online, and they're like, oh, yeah, that one has a secure save file, so you couldn't copy it over.
That sucks, man.
So I pretty much, fuck this shit, and didn't play it anymore.
No, man. Oh, that's kind of gay.
I'm going to go to George's PS3 and steal this fucking save file for Sega and Sonic All-Star Racing. And I'm going to be online, and I'm going to act like I'm him.
Like, you know what that reminds me? On my iPod 2, the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, I have a refurb, which means it was somebody else's iPod and repaired. And for some reason, even though it says I'm Jason on the license, it says when I'm online that I'm Sasha, and it's a little heart.
Fuck, do you ever get like hot friends asking you what you're wearing and shit?
No, I'm never online with this thing, luckily.
Oh, man.
That sucks. Another thing I kind of liked about Sega is they had like a File Planet or what's it called? Planet Web. Yeah. And like they had like an archive of like save files that you could just download and stuff.
And that was awesome. I remember I loved like Sonic Adventure where you could download like little add-ons and stuff to like Sonic Adventure, like turn one level to the Halloween level. Like you had that Halloween level and stuff they made. Do you remember that?
Yeah, like,
special events and stuff.
Depending on what the date was, whether it was Halloween or Christmas, you'd get extra extensions.
That's like the original download content for consoles. It was so
good. It was also awesome because they didn't charge for it. Like, now they charge you for anything.
Sonic Racing, they're charging for, like, costumes and stuff for some of the characters and stuff. Fuck that.
Yeah, Rio with a forklift all the time. they want, like, $5 for that.
Yeah, I'm okay with him on the bike, thanks.
There's still some Sega developers that give out free DLC, like Yakuza series. They give you costumes, like
that's pretty cool.
In Japan, they give you costumes like every I think they support the game for 6 months with free DLC for the costumes.
And Valkyria Chronicles, I think, had a bit of free DLC before the charge DLC too.
Only in America, actually. In Japan, it was like $1 each or whatever. But. Man. I think it's like pretty grim that like most companies are like, oh fuck it, just charge that skin $5.
Yep. Man.
I remember they had like cool songs for like Samba de Amigo on there.
Oh yeah.
You gotta love that game.
Man.
The only thing that sucked about the VMUs is that the battery's life was pretty shit. Oh
yeah, that was the worst thing.
And
every time you turned on the Dreamcast when it had no battery in it, it would make that really loud beeping sound.
Yeah, the beep! the battery life was shit, which I guess is like expected now from all Sega handhelds.
Yeah.
Shit battery life.
And it was worse because there was those tiny little coin batteries you had to replace, the 2032s, I think they're called.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. They're quite expensive as well, as far as I remember. Well, over here they are.
But they had that going for it, but, like, I thought it was pretty cool the way the game supported it, usually. Kind of impressed me. Like, when you play, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, it would tell you a score, then it would give you, like, a phrase, even though the phrase were hella cheesy, like, you suck.
Oh, yeah. My two favorite games for that were Virtua Tennis, because you could actually see the stick figures on the screen.
Oh, that's true.
And you could actually play just looking at the stick figures. Also, Resident Evil Code Veronica, I think it was. They showed that your health, like to see if you actually were like really badly about to die. It actually said like bad and had like a heartbeat on the VMU. Whereas another Resident Evil, you have to like go to like pause the screen and like double check to see how healthy you are or whatever.
I've been noticing that's one of the gimmicks, I guess, that Nintendo's using. You can see your menu all the time on there. I think they used Zelda as an example. Like, I guess the guy would be on the screen or whatever, and then you have your whole menu already opened on your pad. So you just touch an item,
Yeah.
Like, it'll just equip it instead of, like, pressing pause and equipping it.
Yeah, Ghost Recon is doing something similar to that, where you got a whole map laid out for you in radar on your WMU, so you got a much clearer picture on the screen, and you can, it'll be a way for you to track your enemies, too.
Yeah, I think what they're doing, like, for that is actually would actually help the games and stuff. Like, yeah.
I think we're comparing it too much, because I think they're actually radically different.
I think they are radically different. I think I think there's aspects of it that are kind of identical, like, obviously, because we're going to make comparisons because it's a screen on, they both have screens.
Yeah.
And when you have a screen on a controller, I guess they'll share same ideas, but the Wii U has the ability to send data to the console and the fucking, and the thing.
Yeah.
In, like, rapid succession, like, you could, like, put photos on the screen, I guess. Yeah. And that's pretty cool, because I think it'd make game developers a lot better. I mean, you know, use it a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
I heard that with the Wii U, you could actually, like, yeah, you know, once you stop playing a game on, like, the main console, you could still play it on the controller.
Yeah, that's one of the gimmicks. It's basically streaming the image from the console onto your screen.
Okay.
The PSP,
yeah, but it depends on how far out you can you go. Yeah. I mean, can you play, like, new Super Mario Brothers while you're taking a dump or something?
The PSP did that, and I used it for a couple games, and it's kind of like, you could tell you're streaming. I don't know if this is going to be, you know, you could tell, but it worked for, like, like 20 feet, like 30 feet got kind of laggy. So the back was really close, so I guess I could take a shit and play new Super
Mario. Because when they talk about with the PSP, like, you could basically go on holiday abroad but leave your PS3 on and still play games on your PSP. Like, let's say you could do it across
the world. There was very few games that supported that. It was done, like, over online through video streaming.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But you could still use it to control your PS3 anyway, like, check your friends list, go on the store and set stuff to download.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, if they could do something similar with the Wii U, I guess that would be good. Like, it's always handy to have these things even have been done before.
But the only problem I have with it, right. I think they should have, like, an app for the 3DS, because I don't know anybody that would fucking take their big controller on holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, hey, look at me, man. I have my fucking Nintendo U controller. Man, you guys want to fucking play you guys want to play New Super Mario Bros? We need a fast Wi-Fi spot so I can stream it.
That's what's one of the handy things of the VMUs. Like, if you want to do, like, chow raising outside of the Sonic Adventure or any tiny little pocket game, you could just do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 hours later, kill the battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I missed my Dreamcast. I still got it, but I don't play it that much anymore. But, man.
I miss, like, all the cool stuff they released on it. Like, the VMUs, Sega would release, like, really cool looking VMUs, like, every other, like, special time. And I remember,
like, all the Hello Kitty ones and stuff.
Yeah, I remember I had, like, 9 VMUs at the time, because, like, I always played games and I always fucking filled them up.
Yeah, I think
oh, God, they filled up so fast, though.
They had one game, I forgot, the sports game. One fucking game takes up a whole VMU. It's like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, man. And it's like, the worst thing was when you get a new game and you've got to delete some content. You just don't know what you want to delete. You're like, oh, my God. You go to, like, the screen, like, the load-up screen on the Dreamcast to actually see what different save files you've got on all of them. And, oh, God. They got, like, 4 controllers plugged in with 8 VMUs or something ridiculous.
Which one?
Which game you got to sacrifice?
Yeah. I remember the Skies of Arcadia. I had about 10 different save files because I got to a really good bit in the game. I'd save it, and I want to keep it in case I wanted to play a game, which I never ever did. Like, I never want to go back to that specific save file. But
you have the option.
Yeah, I'd never delete them. My friend would be like, "You've got, like, 10 of these. Are they just, what's going on here?" Like, no, can't delete them. Can't touch them. We got I don't know. Like, I always seem to delete Sega Bass Fishing or something because I took up loads of space. And
you
I
had Sega Bass Fishing. You
hell yeah, I did with the controller.
I never really played that game, but I'm not a fishing type. I'm more of a Big the Cat type.
Yeah.
Man, even Iizuka at Summer Sonic said that Big the Cat was a mistake because they just weren't.
Oh, fuck that bastard, man! That's, like, the best character they ever made.
He's one of my favorite characters in Sonic Adventure. I love that guy. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's a mistake. How stoned? when you made them, like,
because they said they weren't experienced with making fishing games, so they thought that didn't come out too good.
They're not experienced at making games. Period. No, I'm fucking around with you. They're pretty bad sometimes. Like, they do really bad decisions. Like, this seems common sense. Like, putting Sega Genesis games on the fucking Sonic Generations retro title, I guess. Like, you're gonna put Mega Drive games on the, you know, HD version. You might as well just put Sega Game Gear games in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Levels. But,
speaking about, like, fishing, did you ever guys actually use the fishing controller on the Dreamcast?
No.
I did. Oh,
you did? Did you ever use it on, like, Crazy Taxi and stuff?
No, just on fishing.
It was off the chain. Like, because, like, to accelerate, you basically had to just wind the wheel constantly. So you're, like, sitting there going, like, basically you're spinning your hand as fast as you can to actually go there. And it was so much fun. And, like, for Virtua Tennis, it was actually like a Wiimote. You could actually use, like, swing the controller and it actually pick up the motion on it. It had built-in, like, motion control, basically. They didn't advertise that, obviously, because, they should
have. It's kind of weird that Sega did all this stuff and never really advertised it. Like, yeah. Imagine now it would be, like, free DLC, a fucking PMU controller, motion gaming.
I love the Dreamcast. They kind of screwed it up a bit, I think. Like, not actually going behind it enough, I guess.
And there'll never be another Sega console again.
Let's just listen to some of the other websites out there. They're still banging on about a new one coming out.
There's a lot of people talking about Apple getting into the console race, and I think the best explanation of them getting into the console race I've heard, I mean, all like suggestion, I guess, was the cheapy, what's it called, the CAD podcast.
Oh, yeah. CADcast.
Yeah, yeah. The guys from Cheap Ass Gamer. Yeah. I think one of them said that the most logical way would be like iPad and iPhone syncing with your what's that fucking thing called? ITV. ITV. And you could play them on your screen or whatever. And I guess that makes sense, but like, how many people would want to buy a fucking ITV just to play their iPad games on a TV?
Your iPad screen is large enough to just play iPad games right on it.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be cool. They do controllers, and like, there's a patch for developers to patch that in. But really, like, you're never gonna be playing Call of Duty or whatever. Like, you know, the big games on there. Apple's not gonna get like Red Dead Redemption games on there.
I think they're doing well enough with like the iPads and iPhones, like the games just on them. So they don't need to release a games console, really.
I think they're lacking, myself. I think mobile gaming is really lacking. I think it's really overrated. I think...
Well, in some ways it is overrated, but I think Apple are doing... Like, they're getting enough money from it. They don't need to actually release another console.
I mean, it would be nice to have, like, a... I don't know. Somebody said, oh, it would be cool to have a Sega mixed Apple console. Not to me, because I think Sega and Apple are, like, really different on business.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think Nintendo has more in common with Apple.
Nintendo is trying to be like Apple as of late, it seems like.
The DS and stuff, when they released the DS Lite, it really looked like an Apple product in a way, like especially the white version. It kind of looks like the IMAX and stuff at the time. I know. Yeah, it does look like Nintendo sort of trying to copy them, but looking a bit like them a bit.
You know,
their style down.
You know what's sad, actually, about the VMU? I think the VMU has a better D-pad than the 360 controller.
It's true.
Yeah, the D-pad's pretty weak.
The D-pad was pretty good. It was small, obviously, but it felt solid.
Yeah, the whole VMU felt pretty solid. I mean, yeah, it's a bit too small and the battery was crap, but...
I think the fucking VMU had better controls than the actual Dreamcast control.
No.
Fuck on that, bro.
You're just talking crazy now.
Buttons are too tiny.
I remember when I played the Dreamcast, when I first got the Dreamcast, and like I was all playing it like hours and hours and hours when I was younger. Some guy at one of my classes told me that like we were talking about video games, and I was like, yeah, you should play Code Veronica. And he's like, fuck that, I would play it, but I'd rather just wait till the PS2 version comes out because I already know the fucking Dreamcast has a shitty controller. And I was like, excuse the fuck out of me.
What?
Are you fucking shitting me right now? I fucking hear this right now. I was all fucking angry. And I was like, you're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy. Get away. And and then lately I was reviewing some indie games, and like I picked it up, and you know, I haven't picked it up in a long time, and it's, man, the control's not very great.
No, man.
I'm surprised I didn't figure that out. I mean, when I was younger, I guess I was just too into the games.
I actually quite like the Dreamcast controller. I still, when I play it, I find it quite comfortable. I've never been able to get into the Sony controllers at all.
It's not the worst controller I ever played. It's just like the buttons don't feel like they have feedback. The face buttons are too small. The triggers have like this weird like a spring thing to it.
Yeah, I guess so. But
it's not the worst. I mean, it could be a lot worse. It could be the fucking first generation Xbox control.
Oh, that was so big. Man.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how people say, oh, that's so big and stuff. They always make fun of it, but, like, the new Nintendo control for the Wii U looks pretty damn big, too. Why is nobody making fun of that?
True.
I think it's huge, man. I think
you see
bigger
it,
than the what? Bigger than the Xbox controller, the original.
How much bigger?
Quite a bit. It still feels comfortable because it's... The way they designed it, they both have thumbsticks, kind of like the 3DS, except they're a little more plasticky.
It kind of reminds me of the keyboard controller they released for the GameCube.
The keyboard?
Kind of like that, yeah.
They released a controller for the GameCube that's full keyboard like a full keyboard, and on the sides is a controller. So you can hold it, you can complain. It's ridiculous.
Why would they release that?
They had like one online game. It was like Phantasy Star. I think that's what they released it for.
I think just Phantasy Star Online. That's why they had a modem for the GameCube too. That's the only game I think used.
Yeah,
it.
I remember that now. Yeah, I forgot the GameCube had online connectivity.
So yeah, there's a new rumor too about the Wii U or whatever, that it might not be as powerful as the PS3 and the 360. Because they're going to be thinking about price.
Right. I'm hearing a little differently. I'm hearing that it's going to be about 50% as more powerful.
We'll see.
50% more powerful.
We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. But
yeah, I guess.
I'm just saying people shouldn't be surprised if it's not that powerful.
Man, no, it's not going to be that powerful. In fact, I mean, by the time the new Xbox and new PS4 or whatever come out, it'll be smoking the Wii U by quite a bit.
Fucking this is what pisses me off about Nintendo. They keep seeming to releasing consoles that are just underpowered compared to the competition. It's kind of annoying me.
I think it's like I remember when the Wii came out, people were complaining that we didn't need HD. I'm sorry. I think we do. I think HD makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, it does now. Yeah, like I actually quite liked some of the first Wii games when they first came out. Like because I was quite used to Xbox and stuff, but since then, like. I basically haven't touched my Wii for nearly 2 years now or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even play Wii games because I have to like hook them up to a TV that's like SD only, and then like, and then it just seems like a big hassle to me. And then like the whole like, oh, it's the Wiimote recharged. Like it doesn't come with a charger in the controller, and like I bought rechargeable batteries and like you know a stand or whatever you put them in.
Why do you have to hook it up to a SD TV?
Because my HDTV doesn't fucking support that crap.
Does it not? Do you... What?
I only have HDMI, bro. I'm the fucking future, bro. You're the past.
You got HDMI?
You're a dinosaur. It does have SD. I just don't like looking at it in HDTV. It looks like shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
It looks a little bit better.
I got the RGB cables for it, so it looks pretty good on my TV.
I should probably buy that because I still want to play a Donkey Kong Country Returns. That game was pretty solid.
Oh, yeah, you guys are probably going to think I'm being weird now, but you guys don't have SCART sockets out there, do you, for your TVs?
What the hell's that?
Okay, yeah, never mind. Because over here for like the Xbox and like PS2 and Wii and stuff, it came with the RGB cables. It also came with a SCART connection, which is like another little connection to TV. It's better than the old sort of ones they had like in the Mega Drive and stuff. Those connections is basically, so HD TVs doesn't look too bad for the Wii.
Well, you guys got that PAL thing going, so we don't have that over here.
You love it.
How do you and Knuckles get along at the Summer Sonic event?
Was it weird? Really, like, I only spoke to him for like 10 minutes maybe, because I sort of was I didn't see him all day because I didn't know what the hell he looked like or anything, and it was so busy you couldn't really go around and ask everyone if they were Knuckles.
Because quite a lot of people, man, I am Knuckles, and he's like dressed up as Knuckles.
Yeah, exactly. So I went up to the interview room, and I was like, just before the interview came up, we're going to go in there. Like, he suddenly just turned up because he was quite late for it or something. And and I met him there, basically spoke a little bit outside the interview room. Then we left the interview, and I pretty much left quite soon afterwards. So I didn't really speak to him that much.
So when are you going to start putting your 400 photos on the site?
God, yeah. As soon as I can, I think. I still haven't managed to get around to doing them all because work's got in the way and stuff. But I'll go try.
Yeah, I'd love to put my E3 photos up, but I have to shrink every single picture on resolution because our WordPress won't work it.
Did you talk to Shig, what's his name, Shady, about this?
Yeah, I told him about it. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know why.
I'll try to look into it when I get home. I'm pretty sure I can figure it out.
Does the site not support bigger pictures then or something? Or?
I think there's a setting for it where you could like choose the size of the attachments or whatever. But like I put like 60 megabytes. I think I put like 100 megabytes. So it's like it should support a goddamn picture.
Yeah. I think my pictures might be, I don't know. My pictures, I think, are in the highest quality of my camera. And for the size of the camera, it's actually not too bad.
There has to be a program that like does all the pictures, like resizes them or some shit. I mean.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be something, because I could stick them on Facebook, no problem. It's the the WordPress on here it's I'm having a problem with.
I'll try to figure it out. I'll take some big pictures and try to upload them. seems like the podcast is actually done. Anything you guys want to say before we go?
Kind of nice to be back online again, I guess. I haven't been down a podcast for long.
Yeah, you haven't been on a podcast for like a year and a half.
Yeah, man, probably longer than that, actually. Yeah, like 2 years.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of the podcast because we've done like 4 shows in a row. That's like a record, I think, for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did like, I think we're like a number, like 8 podcasts in like a whole year. So it's kind of like Sega Nerds where we do them like 6 times and then we're like, fuck it for like a whole year.
Yeah, Sega Nerds is quite bad for that. Although I guess we had like people in like 4 different time zones at one point. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, we didn't usually. I mean, it was kind of hassle getting this one together, and it didn't even go out that great to show up. So.
Yeah, it's hard when it's in 4 different time zones and everything, and everyone's 8 to 10 hours difference.
Yeah. Oh, good. Like, what time is it for you guys right now?
This is noon right now. 12.
Yeah, noon.
11.
It's just gone 8 o'clock in the evening here, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. So 8 hours difference.
So you're gonna get drunk and watch TV.
I might just get naked and watch TV.
Turn off the podcast and like literally take off your clothes, get naked, walk and watch TV.
I was planning on like recording still, keep the podcast running. You know what I'm saying?
Like 3 days, it'll be a 3-day long podcast.
British will do that, man. I have some British relatives that would come over and over my aunt Pat's. No, they let their like kids walk around naked and they'd go by the pool and be barely wearing anything.
Oh, yeah,
that. It's too hot in America, though. Go on.
It is hot here.
But compared to England. Oh, England's we had the shittest summer this year so far. We had like 2 days of sunshine. It's bloody awful.
I want to move there. It sounds a lot better than here. It's freaking hot.
If we get here, it's too cold. Far too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold. I want to move back.
Over here, we have like 1 day of sunshine. We're like, oh, it's too hot, man. Too hot. And then the next day it's raining. We're like, oh, where's the sun gone?
Yeah, California's got pretty good weather right now, though. Our high's been in like the 90s, and
where do you
compared
live in
to
California?
Texas, LA County. I live about 20 miles from LA.
Not cool.
Yeah. I live about 10 miles from Disneyland. So,
oh man, I'd be in Disneyland every day, just chilling on the Star Wars ride. That ride is awesome.
Yeah, that's you, George.
Huh?
Where are you?
I live next to a city called – I think the biggest city next to me is like Fresno, and it's like 20 minutes away.
Fresno?
You probably never heard
of it. That's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Is that near like – this is going to sound really stupid because I don't really know America that well. Is it like near – is that sort of near San Francisco at all or something?
It's like 3 hours away.
Yeah, good enough for me.
I think Jason knows what Fresno is all about, right?
Yeah, I have a friend who was from Fresno.
Nice. Is it good?
What, Fresno?
Yeah.
Fresno's a bit shit, actually. There's a lot of gang problems, I guess. It's all right. It's not that bad, actually.
Who do you roll with, then?
Me? Gangsters? none.
No. See, this is why English people, we all think everyone's in a gang over in America.
Oh, yeah. We are in a gang. All of us.
Especially yeah, what colors do you wear, man? Come on.
I bang the purple.
A bit like Saints Row, eh?
Yeah, just like Saints Row. That's actually my strap it on. Isn't that the motto for the new Saints Row?
Yeah, the Saints Row gave me free parking during E3. They had their THQ has their free parking thing.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, well, man, they got these girls out there with the model girls with their real, real tight suits on, and you could totally see their bare asses on them.
That's it.
It's real sweet.
That is it. I'm going to E3 next year. Free parking and ass.
And they
I'll
were
go there as well.
they were offering like free car washes and giving you T-shirts that say "I like rim jobs."
I'm not really that big of a fan. All right. This was a podcast. We're gonna be here for another hour.
Yeah, I know.
Anything you guys want to say besides free rim jobs and
The only other thing at E3 we played was the Captain America game on both the PS3 and the Wii, and both of them are real solid. This is probably easily the best Marvel Sega game they made, because, you know, the rest were crap.
And it's out this month.
Yeah, out this month, and it's really good.
Because it's July 1st. Cool. This is the first podcast we recorded on Friday, the day that it gets released, so taking advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. Man. I was going to say, keep an eye out for mine and Knuckles' Summer of Sonic write-ups, and also the competition to win the signed photo from Yuji Naka and Takashi Iizuki.
Oh, yes. F5, yeah. There'll be a post on the forum. We'll announce the winners for the shirts, the Sonic Boom shirts, probably Friday, I guess. Next Friday, a week. So cool. Just send the emails in, and that's it for this week's show, so bye.